Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Han Miller. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy Aldo.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. Is the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call our number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Cancel me because I'm not making that advertising dollars I should be, but
Nah, man, you guys are my brothers, man. I could tell you the real, some fucking shit happened, man, some family shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't really have time to put together this show like I want to every week. You know, twice a week. I want to give you two shows every week. So, but, you know, give me a month or so, get shit straight, and I'm coming back. You know, it's been a blast so far, man. I had a lot of good people come on the show, a lot of fucking legends. You know what I'm saying? Now today I'm gonna interview who I think are legends, man, the unsung heroes of the fucking rap game, not just rappers or producers, but you know people like that's deep off in the art, like my brother Six. You know what I'm saying? People that's just supporters in general. You know what I'm saying? That's the way we're gonna do it, man. I'm gonna bring on a few legends here in a minute. But first, man, let me give you a little taste of what's going on with Brother Six. His show is coming back. That shit's going to be off the chain. That should be back in a couple weeks, man. But me and Brother Six, you know what I'm saying, it's Swoop. We've been working on some shit. Here's a little sample of some shit. Hope you enjoy this. It's a nice, young, lovely escort. It's only just a little bit of this particular prank. I mean, it literally went on for about 45 fucking minutes. We had a dumb cum drinker on the line for a while. Me and Six was working that bitch. But this is just a little sample of it. Check this shit out.
Describe yourself to me, honey.
What do you think I look like?
I want you
to... Don't mess up.
I want you to tell me.
No, if I'm going to marry you, let's see how good your vibes are. What do you think I look like?
Okay, I want to say you're about 5'7". Am I close there, darling?
Shorter.
I'm what?
Shorter.
5'4"? I'm going to say you're 5'4".
Yep. Okay, five, Georgie, four. Maybe we are soulmates. You know my...
Okay, you're about 119 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Am I close?
Yeah.
How close?
I'm 118.
Okay, you got a shaved vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no hair at all on it.
Right.
Okay, you like to get fucked in the ass.
Okay.
You like to swallow cum.
That, what does this have to do with what I look like?
Oh. Jesus. Oh, you said you're a little petite thing. What did you say, 118, 5'4"?
Mm-hmm.
You sound fairly...
What?
Fairly palish. Are you fairly pale?
Am I what?
Are you fair-skinned?
No.
Are you tan?
Are you
a nice, delicious tan.
Are you Asian?
Hell no.
Let me get a cup size room like a C.
Are you a white broad?
I'm Italian.
Oh, my goodness.
And what do you...
My cannoli. I'm Italian too, babe. What do you think? Can't you tell by the accent? Jesus Christ! I know, Buddy the fucking cake maker over here.
Wait, what did you say before that?
I want to give you my goddamn cannoli.
No, before that, before
yeah,
I said I'm Italian.
Buddy the cake maker. You don't know who the fuck that is?
No.
Oh Jesus Christ! You gotta watch more TV, girl.
How old are you guys?
Motherfucker.
Six, man, that was some shit.
The fucking cake boss.
She didn't know who Buddy the fucking cake maker was.
Oh,
stupid broad. Man, you're first up to bat, man. I gotta throw this curveball interview at you because I'm faded, man. So you. You gotta pair with me on this one. Well, man, you know, a lot of people, man, in the crew, they know you, they know what you do, you know what I'm saying, but a lot of people don't know your history. Explain to them, you know, exactly what your legacy is, man, because I consider you a brother that definitely has a fucking legacy.
Man, 2001, when I first started, try my hands at commercial art, in terms of being in the music industry and whatnot. I've been ever since, man. I have a certain style out there, which I'm pretty goddamn sure once I put out, I'd like to say emos once again, with that style out there, no one else had that type of shit out there. I kind of founded something, even if motherfuckers refuse to recognize it. You know what I'm saying? I'll go uncredited, and that's fine with me. I like my legacy to be like motherfucking, you know, I kept my shit honest. My business was always found in honesty, both in style, you know, I conduct my shit. I've never fronted out any customers. I never screwed anybody with money. You know, that motherfucking DMB, I didn't screw him out of any money. I just gave him his art. I just gave him all extra because he was a bitch-ass motherfucker.
Yeah. What would you say, though? I mean, you know, you got your talent from. I mean, did you, because your brother's a fucking legend. Did you grow up, you know, watching him do his thing pretty much?
Oh, yeah, man. Motherfucker basically taught me everything I know, all the basics. I don't even know where to start. Being a kid, he gave me my first fucking sketchbook. He told me, sit here, he said, fill this up, and just show me what you got every now and then. And he reviewed my shit and gave me little tips. Well, you might want to do this better. Try this color. Try this. Help me out in my game. Even when I was younger, Dad, man, he showed me how to draw fucking Darth Vader's mask for the hell of it and different of the cartoon characters and whatnot when I wanted to draw something like that. And it was little things like taking me to a train yard to show me pieces and taking me out to show me how he bombed and shit in the walls. It was all little things like that that helped me become what I am. And I think that's a very big foundation in terms of my art style. Even when I conduct myself, you look at his art, man, that motherfucker did not take shit from nobody. He didn't like new motherfuckers, man. A lot of people think he was this dude who loved everybody. Look at the type of message you were saying, man. If you ain't down with it, you don't have a basis in history, you ain't respecting it, you ain't shit, man. That's how I feel about this shit, too. So I got to say, yeah, he's a big foundation of that. Besides that, I got to say my grandfather, too, because he's just a dude, an all-around artist. He did art, he played the violin, he did all kinds of shit.
So this shit pretty much is in your blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
I gotta say, man, it's self-taught. You know, I taught all my shit to me. I didn't come from no goddamn art school. I'm a high school dropout. I never looked back. Everything I know is just because I ended up teaching myself all my little tricks, all my little secrets. It's all mine, self-developed, and ain't no one take credit for it. Nobody can, and just me. And that's why I think I'm most proud of this shit.
Yeah, real shit. And just for the few that don't know, you know, you put me up on game about your brother being from the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? Just briefly describe, you know what I'm saying, who your brother was, man, and what kind of legacy he had.
Man, Mike Dream TDK, West Coast Graffiti King. That's all you need to know, man. Motherfuckers, you can Google it, look it up. Dream TDK, first name that pops up. It's on YouTube. He gave the West Coast, the Bay Area, its fucking shine. Because graffiti was just known as an East Coast thing for the most part back in the day. Wasn't really known looking at the Bay or the West at all. And my brother came out putting his shit out there. Big, bigger pieces than anybody else. And his shit always had messages behind them. So I was like, damn, look how we do in the Bay. And that's what he is, man. A motherfucker is an immortal icon. His shit's set in stone. And no matter where you go in the Bay, when you say Dream, people know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you guys hold events for him, they even got a holiday for him, don't they?
February 17th, man, Dream Day. It's a citywide holiday. We got official proclamation. Basically, put the guns down, become a community at least for one day of the year, you know what I'm saying?
You hear that, folks? This is definitely some real shit, you know what I'm saying? Who the fuck wouldn't want to get their art done by... You know what I'm saying? A guy who has this type of a legacy and his family who has this type of a legacy. So, well, you already know off top, man. The only one, any motherfucker I refer is going to be to you. So, but, you know, let's get off into, you know what I'm saying? You got this radio show coming back, man. And I know me, you, Justin, we're clowning on that motherfucker, man. When's it coming back, man? And what can we expect?
Shit. Give or take maybe 3 or 4 weeks. I'm drawing Belogo right now. We are coming back 2 hours time frame. Every Saturday, Wednesday, be on music. More the same shit talk. I'm trying to get some other guest hosts, so it's not just even talking shit. I can go take a smoke break and let another host cover. I'm trying to get some guest hosts in there with me. We can get there popping very soon-ish. I'm going to have a commercial done, cut, ready to record it. All 9 yards, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it again.
That's what's up. Definitely. We're bringing back this motherfucking podcast. Show number 15 is going to have the homie OG Mexican Mario, JT Money, and a very special lady, man, who lost her children. Let me bring on the homie Swoop so you can tell him more about it. I forgot the lady's name. Swoop.
What up?
Swoop, man, I'm just trying to tell him who's going to be on 15 and your homegirl from Fort Bragg. Give everybody a little bit of a rundown about that, if you can, real quick.
Man, it's my homegirl from way back. She used to date my brother BG, not the BG from Cash Money, just the local BG. But
everybody's got a
man,
local
they ended
BG.
Up, yeah, there's a BG in every city.
There's one in Germany. You fuck with them.
But anyways, man, she had a couple kids with my homie, and of course that didn't work out. So she moved on, and she met this dude in the army. He was stationed up at Fort Bragg, and they had a little baby boy named Javier. And man, he just suddenly died one day when he was like 1 year old. And then like 2 months after that, her brother's newborn baby died. And now the count is all the way up to 14 babies dead at Fort Bragg on base.
And now, how long of a time span?
I can't say for sure, but I'm saying it's all within like a 2 year base.
2 years. Now that's not a fucking coincidence. You hear that, people? That's the type of shit we do on the podcast. All right, Swoop. Thank you. I just forgot. I forgot homegirl's name and situation, but I'm gonna bring you back on in a little bit, man. We gotta tell people your story, but. Much love, brother.
That'd be a hell of a show. That'd be a hell of a show right there. God damn.
Yeah, I'm anxious, Six, man. I don't know about you, but I'm anxious to get back into this podcast thing, too, because we get to cover shit more than just rap. You know what I mean? And, you know, so a story like that is definitely one that needs to be told, because apparently there's no news coverage. There's just a few articles here and there. The podcast, man, we've done 14 fucking episodes. What's been your favorite part about the podcast?
I don't know, man. Just being kicked back and hear other people's takes on things, listening to their stories, really. Like, you kick back and listen to these motherfuckers talk. Because you don't get to hear these stories anywhere else straight from the fucking source. I mean, I've never gotten to hear a ghost hunter debate a motherfucker warlock. You know what I'm saying?
The Satanist priest.
Could you be a part of that shit, man? And I really just can't wait to do this fucking Halloween. So, you know, I think about... The Halloween freaky shit was my favorite part of it because it was a surreal experience.
Yeah, definitely it was because it was real freakish. But my favorite part, it's got to be either Hilder or I want to say the Halloween. Probably those two.
Oh,
Hilder was a fucking brilliant guest for the nut job, too.
The shit that we get to put out the air with Hilder was some of the funniest shit ever.
Yeah. Yeah, real shit.
It's great moments.
We put out serious.
These motherfuckers who actually like our podcast love this shit. And I keep getting asked when to come back. So I'm glad I can tell these motherfuckers, look out for 15. It's coming out real soon with a hell of a goddamn story, I think.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know about this shit. Honestly, I didn't know about that Fort Bragg until you told me about this shit, man. So that's news to me also. So I'm going to get to hear the news from the source.
Yeah. Swoop put me up. He knows this lady directly. So, you know, we're gonna get that one out there to you guys real soon. And then you're getting ready to work on a lot of covers, man. First being up, it's gonna be the Gangsta Crow mixtape, man. What does it mean to you, man, to do that cover?
It means something, man. It's almost, it's like saying thank you for putting us up there in Brazil, man. Because that dude. With a big fucking supporter, if not the supporter that got us on in South America. And you know, it's a shame to see someone that much talent at that young of an age get pinched and put away like that. So it's almost like me saying, hey, man, everything you've done for us, for the music and the support, least I can do is lend you my talents for this little cover. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm semi-retiring. I got my little email statement out. Folks probably know that already. So my work has become a lot more limited. And this, I'm extremely proud to put my name and logo on it like it's nothing. Extremely proud of that.
You recently did a Dirt Take cover, man. You knocked that shit out. Of course, you know what I'm saying, Bad Black, God Love You, I Don't. That was fucking classic. Out of all the pieces you've done, man, you've done so many. What are some of the ones that mean the most to you?
EMO once again, because that got me a lot of my shine in terms of getting out there. And he gave me my shot. You know, this motherfucker took the time to look at my line and say, yeah, you can do my shit. And he put me out there at each one, teach one thing. And then, of course, you got X-Rated fucking cover. Because, man, I grew up listening to the motherfucker high school. And a lot of that music helped me cope with my brother's death. And like, I got in turn years later to do this fucking cover for him. And the story behind it was fucking slick. This cover, it was penciled and drawn years ago in prison. And X held on to this until he felt the right moment to release the cover with music that could match it. And they picked me to do the fucking coloring work and the texturing work. And I said, fuck it. That's a goddamn art. So I took the money, and I did the art and knocked out a classic. So for me, that is still, like, my shit. And then CO's God Love You, Right Don't. That was a combination of brand new shit. Like, me trying some new shit, and I think that could be, like, that's my new standard for the most part. When people refer to me, hey, what's the best you've done this far? I just show them my little thing I do with CO, I'm holding Rick Ross's head. That little darn Rick Ross's head, that has got to be my standalone favorite piece. That's just, it's filthy, it's bloody. It's saying, fuck you to the lamestream. What more do you want in the image, man? It speaks volumes.
Yeah. And then you can't forget the famous three-headed figure of the Queen, Dick Cheney, and fucking David Rockefeller.
I had a lot of fun doing that. That Underground Society cover was phenomenal to me. Because the concept was just sweet. You came up with a concept, and then I fucking drew it out on paper, went to the Photoshop, and knocked that shit out the park, man. And that's
yeah.
How you do things right here.
Yeah, you killed that shit, man. All that shit, definitely. Shit, man. Is there anything you want to add before we go, man?
Yeah, man.
Before we go on to the next?
Yeah, sure. I had a fun goddamn 11 years. I wouldn't say I'm fully retiring, but I'm going to take me a little time to put art on a side burner, so it's limited. No new clients unless you come in with referrals from somebody I know and I can vouch for you. Or I get some time to look over your work and see what you're about. And you pay me upfront, non-negotiable prices, man. When you see what's on the menu, that's what's there. This ain't Burger King having your way. This is my goddamn way. You pay me everything there, and that's it, upfront, not in the middle. There's no half and half in between me and you if you're an outsider. Pay me the whole goddamn, all the fucking dough I require upfront. I'll give you your art. It's not refundable. You don't like it, I don't care anymore. Take what I give you. My money's already mine, and you can fucking take it what you want about it. Anybody else, a UGS fan, man, anybody support me over the years, I still got you. As long as you got my contact and I still talk to you, don't worry, I'm available to y'all on an in-call basis, and my shit is still negotiable to y'all. Everybody else, it's all business. Bitch better have my money, motherfucker.
Yeah, definitely. And that's coming from someone who's been in the game for a decade plus and has dealt with a lot of people. And I know what you're talking about, man, because I've dealt with a lot of the same folks. And
okay, it's like you always say, man, sick of helping people, but I ain't getting no help for the most part. Where the fuck is my help when I need it?
Well, that's like with this show. It's like if this was an actual, let's say this was a television show, this would be season one. The ratings weren't so good. The advertising wasn't there, but we had some of the biggest names in the rap game. If this was 10, 15 years ago, this shit would be mainstream. Because you gotta think about it. You gotta think about this. For all you people out there that let's say you like G-Funk, we had the creator of G-Funk on the show. Now, if you're deep off into G-Funk music, why the fuck wouldn't you want to be on the show with the guy who you grew up and were inspired by? You get to ask him questions, blah, 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 whatever the case is. Same thing with that devil shit. What do we have? Lord Infamous. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with the wicked shit. You know, we had Mastermind. I mean, come on, people.
Hey, look who you had last time. You had fucking Gangsta Nip. When's the last time anybody heard an interview from fucking Psycho Nip?
Yeah. A long-ass interview, too. With the psych voice and talking about beating someone's ass, giving us the link so we can watch it. You know, I swear to God, I grew up off of all these dudes, and if I was a rapper, I would have been influenced by all these dudes. I would have paid fucking whatever the fuck the cost is if I had it, you know. And I'm not breaking bank. I'm charging fools, what, 30, 40 bucks. It's like, Jesus Christ. Motherfuckers can't even pay that, but, you know, it is what it is.
You had a classic lazy bone moment, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we got
the Snoop, man. You got the, him and Snoop had a hell of a moment right there on the radio. And Mac.
I'm gonna bring him on right now, man. Thanks for always coming on, brother, man. Known you 10 fucking years, man, and 10 plus. And the crazy thing is,
we're not done yet, man.
We met through a snake. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck Malik Shaheed, man. Malik Shaheed, Micah, and Indy hit you, Winky Dink, fake motherfucking. All these bitches ain't shit. Everybody on the list from then and now, no regrets, graphics. That Rocky, Ricky Ticky, New York City, suck my dick, you fucking sissy. His bitch ass too.
Damn, bitch.
And if you want an issue, you can come get it, man. I'm handing out subscriptions, you bunch of bitches.
Real shit. All right, my brother, take care.
Yo.
All right, man. Then we got to bring on the homie Swoop. We definitely got to bring on the homie Swoop, man. You've been on the show. You've been in the panel. You've had some crazy moments on this show. One being with Lazy Bone, man. What did you think when Lazy Bone called you a? What did he call you exactly? Some motherfucker.
From what I remember, you a dumb motherfucker. I'm gonna start calling you Jack. I'll never live that down, and I'll never forget that.
That was. I remember as soon as the show was over, you put, man, Lazy Bone just called me a dumb motherfucker.
I mean, it was kind of cool because, you know, I like Lazy Bone. I grew up off that Bone shit, so I'm just glad he called me something.
Yeah, that's crazy. But you got to ask. You got to help me interview certain rappers and stuff, man. Being a rapper, what's it like getting on the other side, being a journalist, man? Did you have fun?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely an eye-opening thing for me because, you know, I'm usually on the other side of the mic, like you said. But I've always tried to do a little radio show, but I've never had no guests. So it's cool to see what certain people will get aggravated with and how you can push their buttons or how you can make them laugh or whatever. Like when I listen to you do interviews, it just seems like so easy for you. It just flows off your tongue. And when you let me ask the question, I'll get maybe like one or two questions and I'll sit there half the night nervous as hell, trying to wonder if it's going to be another Lazy Bone moment where they yell at me and it almost stresses me out, dog.
It is sometimes. Like, I don't like is when rappers dance around questions. Like when I was asking Dub C about this Illuminati shit, and he was crip walking around the question, so to speak. You know.
Yeah.
But now, you know, for people that don't know, I've interviewed you before, but man, you've been in this game a long fucking time. But when exactly did you get in this game?
As far as actually rapping on a tape, like a real song that I wrote, I'm gonna say probably early 1996. It was right before Pac died.
Damn, and that's approaching 20 years here in just a few.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. I remember the first tape that I did with Casey was called Play as Pride, and we had the Atlians beat. We rapped over the Atlians beat. And we rapped over a cocaine beat, a Rest in Peace Eazy-E song called Can of Worms.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was cocaine. It might have been MC Ren and cocaine, something like that.
And that's
it's definitely been a minute.
But you've achieved a lot of different things in the rap game. What were some of your... some of the moments that you like to reflect on that really made you proud?
In the rap game, man, I mean, just getting to rap with a lot of the people that I came up with, like the X-Rateds or the JT from In Too Deep. That was one of the biggest things for me. And then when I met Emo, and Emo turned me on to D-Dub, that was classic for me because D-Dub's the voice of all the Lynch songs, and Lynch was like my hero as a kid. I really thought he was eating people and all that shit. So, I mean, if I might have ate somebody if I got the chance.
Hey,
but when I got to rap with D-Dub, man, and I heard his voice on the track doing the hook, I was like, damn. To me, that I was like, you know, I ain't put the song out or nothing like that, but I was like, I made it, you know, I made it. I'm rapping with N2Deep, I'm rapping with D-Dub, I'm rapping with San Quinn, I'm rapping with all these Bay Area legends that I came up with. And, I mean, it may be 20 years since their prime, but to me, they're still the head dudes in the game. Yeah, exactly, legends.
That's what you're talking about is pretty much what this show is. I mean, that's what it's for, you know. You got No, go ahead. My bad.
I was just gonna say I don't give a fuck if a motherfucker is 75 years old. They're still number one. I don't give a fuck about a Wayne or a Nicki Minaj or a Drake. Those dudes are just little puppets. They're not real rappers. I mean,
yeah, real shit. Now you just dropped the album, Broken Famous. It's on iTunes, Amazon, all that. You're getting ready to press it up physically. You can get it as low as what, $5 at CD Baby.
Yeah.
You're putting out an album through us called I'm a Murderer, which you donated to the Underground Society, man. Again, we salute you for that. That's going to be coming out in a month or so. You got an Atheist album. Tell me about that real quick.
Yeah, the Atheist album.
And then we'll get off into
coming,
the Ride Till I Die album.
Coming from Godless Planet Music, which is being my Danish homie, Dark Jans. He's been down with me for about 10 years now, making beats for me for nothing.
Free.
It's called No Religion, and every song is just an anti-religious song. Some of them are happy songs, and some of them are angry songs. There's like a little R&B song on there. There's like a techno type song. It's just a different array of music with pretty much the same topic. Songs about space, songs about crazy ass Christian women, that God warrior shit like that.
I'm gonna play that here in a minute. That's definitely one of my favorites off that album that I've heard so far. When are you expecting to drop that?
I mean, he's talking. Last week he was talking about dropping it, but he's a pro poker player, so sometimes he gets in these poker matches that last 13, 14 hours, and then I won't hear from him again for 24 hours because he's asleep. So,
yeah,
it just whenever he wakes up and he's not playing poker, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, I can't. Yeah. Oh, okay. The song's called God Warrior, right?
Yeah. God Warrior, featuring a crazy fat bitch from Wife Swap.
Yeah. That Wife Swap bitch. Yeah. That's classic. Man, when I heard you sample that bitch, I was shocked. It's like, holy fuck, she sounds possessed. If there is,
yeah, I wish I could do the scream for you guys, but can't
do
that.
You'll get to hear it here in a minute. Definitely get to hear it in a minute. Before I let you go, now let's talk about the double album. I mean, here you just dropped an album. You're dropping one with us. You're dropping a one that's going to have 30,000 Westboro Baptist freaks at your door saying God hates swoop signs everywhere.
Hey, I hope so. I hope they do show up.
And then you got the Ride Till I Die album with X and everybody. Who else is on that? Tell me who's on that album.
Let's see, off top that I can remember, we got X-Rated, we got San Quinn, we got Player Ray, he's from San Jose, we got, who else, we got a dude named $10, he's from the Bay, we got, let's see, man, there's so many people, my boy Seidel from the Bay, shit, I know I'm forgetting people, man, I got a production by bitch-ass, punk-ass, ho-ass, Evil Pimp, can't leave his bitch-ass out, let's see, production by, fuck, who else, the dude that produced I Got Five on it, his name slipped my mind, got him on there, got Emo, can't forget Emo, can't forget D-Dub, Doomsday Productions, I mean, it just goes on and on, dog, it's hard to remember all the names.
Yeah,
I've been working on the album for 6 years, so it's not like I've put this
years.
Together in the last 6 months.
6 years. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's a lot of fucking, I imagine, a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of headache.
If this one don't do something, man, I'm just going to go fucking jump off the Golden Gate Bridge right where Spice One said he took a shit off of.
You better not. You'll land on that spice turd. Fuck around and die eating shit. But
not
hey,
with jump feet first, cuz.
Nah. Hey, man, as always, brother, we'll see you in season two of this fucking, this goddamn inferno going down in flames show comes back. We'll see you there, brother. Thanks for always coming on, man.
Yes, sir. UGS for life, homie.
For real, UGS for life.
He's not a Christian! She's tampering the embellished stuff! Yes, yes! She did! The entire house! It's dark-sided too!
She a god warrior, blind to all facts. No matter what the truth, she gonna fight back. She got a gun, slow that Bible verses in the chamber. If you even mention changes, all you do is spark her anger. She got a fight for Jesus, she supports survival. She be wanting surgery for her survival. She does not trust a doctor, but she knows it's needed. And when she waits for the procedure, she be screaming, Jesus. Thank you for success, but there is still no love. For all the staff or friendly faces, just a god above. Cause a demon's a study of science. If you talk about the moon, just you think you had no guidance. She's a one-minded hateful, scared to see the world. I feel sorry for her girls as I watch her smile twirl down the drain. She falls into a rage and she preaches another page. We all thinking she is insane.
I'm a god warrior! Get out! Gargoyles! Like it! Everything's ungodly! Dark side it! Get the hell out of my house! In Jesus' name, I pray! Did you get hypnotized, sir? You did come to my mind. Solstice party! Because they only believe in the moon and the gods and the...
She ain't an angel. She just hateful. She thinks discriminating is being faithful. There's no light for her. She just straight and shame. She be judging everybody because of how they think. The only way to live is the Christian way. Even though the Bible says it's okay to kill and rape. But I bet you get that page and probably every other page. That's from all hate that even comes away. It has no reasoning, there's only believing in the Ten Commandments. Jesus be commanding them. And yes, she take it to the heart. There's no other way. She don't like you if you're atheist, bi or gay. There's a hell for you where you'll burn in flames. You may laugh, but the hurt is ain't no fucking game. This is her life, no love at all. She probably hate her own kids if they ain't love her God.
She's not a Christian! She's tampering in double-sided stuff! Yes, yes! She did! The entire house is dark-sided. It's dark-sided too!
She don't want no money, get up out of house. She ripping $50,000 checks and throwing it out. She done lost her mind, everything is fine. Her family about to cry, and she don't know why. Cause she's crazy, cause that lady that she's saying is hell raising. Was a good heart, was a good mind. Never spoke about her feelings or religion and never tried.
Everything I've been saying and preaching and praying and saying. Tarot cards and astrology and witch books and... Cause I'm the warrior. I ask all the questions. Take your money, take whatever you got. And get out of my house. In Jesus' name, I pray. They will be on my prayer list for the day I die. Every dark-sided person, get out of my house. If you believe in Jesus, you can stay here. Dark-sided. Dark-sided, psychic, all the things, tarot card reading. I'm a prayer warrior. They put me on the talk show and had a psych in the air. I took the air test and said, I am flying home. This wonderful star. Okay. There's Buddha, and there's a Buddha flag.
Jesus Christ. Pardon the pun, but that's some shit. Oh, man. Okay, let's see who we got next. We got the boy Handilla. Handilla, what's up? I ain't giving a fuck. How you doing, brother?
What's happening, big man?
What's
good with you?
Man, just, you know, definitely, well, really, man, you're the most heard artist on the show because you're the first one they hear every fucking episode, man. So, much appreciation
that's what's up,
for that, man.
Oh, no doubt, fam. I got you.
Well, hey, you know, you definitely, you got this album. Now, you've been working on an album for a minute, too. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about it?
Which album you talking? I'm working on two, actually.
Well, what's the first one?
Well, I dropped The Apocalypse earlier this year. Right now, I'm working on Welcome to Purgatory. And in the midst of that, I'm also working on another album. Not sure what it's going to be called yet, but I got a little album started that's going to be just CO and I through the whole album.
Oh, that's dope.
And we've been thinking about that for years, and it's about time we get on that. So, but you know, Welcome to Purgatory is where it's at right now. I wanted to drop it Independence Day, but you know, the funds is backwards and upside down right now, so we're trying to get everything together. I mean, the whole album's finished. Right now I'm just swapping tracks in and out, making sure everything's, you know, heat, everything's the way we want it, and from there on out I'm gonna get it dropped hopefully within the next month or two, you know. And also, you know, I wanted to do what we had talked about, Prez, and drop it under the UGS, you know, give it to y'all and do it the way we had spoke about.
You hear that, folks? That's another cat willing to give a fucking piece of his life, because you put a lot into that record, man.
Years.
I've seen. I'm one of the first people to hear the tracks. I mean, it's just fucking. I can't thank you enough, man, for believing in the movement, man. So.
Oh man, if it wasn't for everybody that, you know, everybody in this movement, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing either, fam. You know, it's this shit is just a struggle, man. With life in general, the way everything goes, you know, for us underground cats, you know, people don't realize how hard it is to continue doing music, you know, when everybody wants everything for free. You know what I mean? It's hard to make a buck and continue doing music when music costs us. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's such a struggle to get these albums out. And, you know, so I look at it like this, man. You know, I'm going to give this album to the UGS simply because these are the people that really do want to hear it. They really do care, and they really, you know what I'm saying, they appreciate that this type of music. You know, nobody appreciates, you know, Prez, what you have done and what the rest of us have done more than these cats that surround us in the underground society. You know what I mean?
Real shit.
Yeah.
Real shit, man. That's amazing, because this album, I mean, there's a lot of tracks people haven't heard. Can you talk a little bit about any of the guest features?
Yeah.
Any of the bad ones on there?
Oh, definitely. CO's on there many times, man. He's on there more than me. No, I mean he's definitely on there. You know, he's got his fair share of the album. That's for sure. You know, and you know, he needs to be. He's a boss dog. You know, I'm the right hand man to that cat. You know, anything happens to dude, you know, I'm gonna hold his name out there. So. But, yeah, you know, like, some of the features I've got, oh, man, you know, I've got quite a few drops, you know, from serious dudes on there. Don Juan, I got, Cassius is on there from Shady Records. As much as nobody likes the industry music, Cassius is as close as I got to the industry without actually dipping in, you know? Man, I'm trying to think of who's all on there. Definitely the great Al Capone.
Al Capizzi, yeah.
Yeah, Al Capone. Shit, fam, there's just too many to come off the top of the dome.
Well, that's what's up.
I don't know, fam. Can you remember any?
Man, no, I think you covered it, man, for now. But, you know, I'm sure... I'm sure there's more coming, you know, soon. So, but,
of course, Ja Arista, Soundmaster.
Soundmaster,
them cats
the
are definitely on there.
Yeah, a lot of the beats, right? The majority of them, didn't he?
Yeah, the majority of the beats on Welcome to Purgatory. are all done by Soundmaster T. You know, I gotta have them. I gotta have him on there. You know, on them beats, cause you know I gotta give him all the credit for what he's done on my album. Because without T, I wouldn't have any singles, fam. Cause those you know, that's my singles are all done by T. I make sure when I have a hot idea that the beat comes straight from him, because I know with 100% certainty that whatever idea I have in my head is going to be put out there perfect by whatever he does on his keyboard. I mean, this man can mimic what I'm thinking in my head on the keyboard to a T. And yeah, there ain't nobody else out there like him, you know? So,
real shit. Real shit. Yeah, well, I want to thank you, man, for, well, of course, you know what I'm saying, giving me the fucking, the intro to this show. Going to see you in another month, man. We're going to bring this motherfucker back or so, maybe a little bit longer, a little bit less, depending on the situation. I'm gonna go out there with one of Justin's favorites, man. You and Bad Black. Do you know what it is?
Cry Wolf.
Cry Wolf, man. Hey, thanks again for everything, my brother.
No doubt. Much love and thank you. UGS, motherfuckers.
For life.
No doubt.
Cry wolf, give a listen, gang. What you put it on? Half
Yeah, that was Hen Dillon, man. Much love, man. You heard what that brother did for us. You know what I'm saying? What he's going to do with the album. So that's love. A lot of cats, man. They wouldn't even think of that, man. Same thing with Swoop. You know, got to shout out Ballistic, Mizzle, Swoop. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that was going to donate verses and shit. And, man, much love to you guys, man. Everybody working on the UGS project that we got going on, UGS for Life. It's not volume two to the compilation. It's actually more or less like a group album. You know, everybody at Laidback, J-Dot, man, they supplied the beats. So this shit's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? We got that Free Gangsta Crow CD. Then we're still working on Fuck the Lame Stream. Got a lot of shit coming out. But, man, here's the homie from Sacktown, man. What up, Emo? You there, brother? Nope, guess not. Somebody was there. Hello? No, man, that was a homie. I think that was a homie Emo, man, but he there, so shit. Let's try Mac Mizzle. This is the weed Santa Claus up in this bitch. See what I mean? He sound like he's stuck in the chimney right now. Smoking out some shit. He's bringing a sack of toys. He's bringing a sack of Endo on the 25th.
A sack of funky ass nugs.
I'm King Herod's birthday. So how you doing, brother?
Shit, man, doing good right now. I mean, everyday struggles and shit. But other than that, man, I'm doing good at the time being. You know, things are on the up and up, man. Got the little kid on the way, the newborn and shit.
Yeah, congratulations on that, man. That's definitely a beautiful thing right there.
Yeah, and, it's something that I'm looking forward to, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, edition number four. Been busy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. Well, you know what, man, I respect you, dude. You're a real good dad, man, and you're a good person, man. You've definitely been a huge asset to UGS since you've been here.
Appreciate,
man.
That.
No, real shit, dog, real shit, man. That's why we fucks with you, man, because you actually care about this shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats, they front, and they, after a month or two, they're gone. You don't see them for however the fuck long, and you're always there, man, and you know, I really appreciate you, man. What does it mean for you to be a part of UGS, and what does UGS mean to you?
Man, it's an honor, for real, man. Like, man, it's just like, man, it's family. It's a whole group of motherfuckers that see what I see, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of motherfuckers, man, that see shit, but it's like they're looking through a kaleidoscope, man. They ain't seeing what's really there. And you know what I'm saying? It's just a bunch of motherfuckers that I mosh with. It's family.
Yeah, definitely.
It's more than music, man. You know what I'm saying? It's more than music. It's family, man. It's totally. I mean, music's there, but man, it's more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's a message behind it.
Yeah.
You know.
It's meaningful music. It's meaningful. I'm fucking fake.
Hey, don't even sweat it, man. I'm about a quarter of the way to where you are, maybe a tenth. Shit, I'm not even on the Richter scale. You're way up there in them clouds, man. Where we had Big E on there, you see, he's like, I'm higher than a giraffe's pussy, and you're like, I'm higher than a giraffe's eyelash.
Yeah. I'm up there by the Janet Award and shit right now, man. Hovering and shit.
You better get away from that fucking Janet Award of a giraffe. That don't sound too good, man. You better float.
Better than
a giraffe.
Better than
a giraffe
in fucking pork rectum. God damn.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. But hey, man, I definitely, I'm going to get off into my favorite song that I've heard you do. I mean, you've done a lot of good songs, but, man, you've done one specifically targeting the lame stream.
Yeah, man, there's more than that one. It's just, man, I can't find them. They're lost in the X-Files.
Yeah,
there's a lot of shit that's lost in the X-Files.
They're filed under THC. Why don't you look over there? You might find a few of them over there. But,
I'm always looking there, but fuck, I ain't found them yet. Now, there's a lot more, man, and there'll be more to come. It's just right now with the whole new addition to the family and everything, man, I'm kind of slowed down at the moment, but I'm still there for features and all that other shit, you know what I'm saying? And, like, if you need anything, just, you know, to get at me, hell.
Yeah, definitely. You got an album or anything that you're working on, a solo project or group project?
Man, I've got, like, at least 30 tracks. It's just a matter of me getting to the point where I'm not so high that I don't want to go through them and pick out the ones. But it'll be there soon. I mean, I'm pretty sure it'll be a drought one day and I'll just be sitting around.
Real shit, man. Real
but
shit.
Nah, it'll be there. And when it comes there, it'll be under the UGS also.
Man, that's what's up, brother. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. This umbrella that we got is definitely, it houses a lot of people, man. And if one of us blows up, we all get some light. And that's what
it's
the whole
fucking
meaning of it is.
A lot of real people, too, man.
Yeah.
A lot of real people. Not no sugar-coated ass gobstoppers.
Yeah, that's true. That Willy Wonka shit lives over in Bavaria or some shit. Some fudge packers over there. Fuck that shit.
But man, I want to honor you, Prez, though.
Say what, brother?
Man, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, man. You've done a lot of shit since I met you, man, and I would just wish I could have met y'all fools a whole lot earlier.
Man, I thank you also, brother. Every time I needed something, man, you were there without hesitation. I've only known you a short period of time, and it's an honor to know you, man, because we've had to go through several changes since we started UGS. We had people who thought we was down with the team, and it come to find they were down only for themselves. But you're a type of motherfucker, man. That man, you rep the whole squad, and that's we gotta keep motherfuckers like you close, man. And you know, thank you. Don't trip on thanking me, brother. Thank you. Much love,
brother. The show was mutual, brother.
That's what's up. Now let's kill some of these goddamn rap faggots. Here we go, man. Commercial interruption by the homie Mac
UGS.
Mizzle.
UGS.
Yeah, man, it's that UGS shit, motherfucker. Underground society and shit, man. Fuck the motherfucking Illuminati, and I'm about to tell y'all. This Mac Mizzle, bitch. Check this shit out.
I keep my pants low, I keep a bad hoe, I keep that fire smoke, don't fuck with okie doke. I keep it underground, don't fuck with mainstream, underground society, yeah, that's the main team. These fucking lames been in the spotlight too long, let's put they lights out and put our mask on. I fucks with this strong, mainstream music is wrong. How the fuck you fight with your jeans to get your britches on? Let's get these bitches gone, they fucking up minds. Skinny jeans and fake swag equal Columbine. They say you out your mind, I scream you off your rocker. Yet I'm the one that has to go and see a mental doctor. Get the fuck out of here, shit makes me pound a beer. Smoke a blunt and pop a pill just so I can chill. Don't fuck with radio, that shit too watered down. Can't fuck with mainstream, I'm strictly underground.
What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me. Yo, I simply walk away. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me. Yo, I simply walk away. Only fucking with real music, I don't fuck with fake. Rappers go mainstream and shed their image like a snake. I refuse to give plays to artists like Wayne. Little B flies Drake and fuck T-Pain. Them fools is water weak, they let the water leak like a bitch do before she go and have a kid, fool. Don't fuck with Waka Flocka and fuck a Gucci Mane. They beat slap at somebody, please tell me what they're saying. They ain't saying shit, just mumble. humble in a bit, and y'all fools love it. Cause that's that club shit, no, that's that dumb shit. And yo, man, I must admit, sweet motherfuckers, man, I call them whole banana splits. And yo, this is real spit, if you don't feel this, turn it off and go and choke on Lady Gaga's dick. Can't stand that stupid old Nicki, but she can get it quick. I put my dick in her ass to see how much I rip it. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. This shit been getting to the point where, yo, I can't hack it. And when the fuck did they start coming out with skinny jackets? And cats with skinny jeans, sag bag, hide your package. I'm labeled as a savage, put up on as a thug. Because my pants sag low, them skinny rock snugs. Who thinks they Fresh Prince? I call them Carl Ince. They look like homos, and this ain't promo. This for the OG vets like Black and Emo. Mainstream is brainwashed, they need the brain squash. Mosh pit style on any fool that's in denial. I call them pussy farts, cause they ain't worth the shit. They washed up and played out like a swollen clit. Beating up bruised and battered, let's make these fuckers scatter. Make their careers go shatter, disappear just like Shatner. Had to release my bladder upon the mainstream. If you ain't no man, I'm yelling, fuck the mainstream.
Yeah, motherfuck the mainstream, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the motherfucking mainstream and they motherfucking ass. It's motherfucking underground society, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the motherfucking Illuminati and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck these motherfucking snap and pop artists. Fuck these motherfuckers, man. Prez, yo, I rep this shit, G.
Yeah, we're back here, episode 24. Interviewing the legends, man, the UGS legends. That's exactly what the fuck you guys are. I'm going to tell you right now, it wouldn't be a goddamn show if it wasn't for this man right here. Got to put this motherfucker on, man. It's Mac J. Y'all know him as Justin. Man, what's up, my brother?
What's up with it, man? What's up?
Man, dude, you've been on many, many shows, dude. What's it like for you, man, to be interviewing, like, different various legends and shit? Because I definitely appreciate you helping me talk to these cats.
Oh, yeah, what's cool about it is, shit, you didn't, like you said, you just had legends on there. So it's like, shit, why not be a part of something? And y'all on some real shit, ain't on that fun boy shit, who you can get cool with to do your shit and this and that. It's just shit, we do what we do, and we pay respect to motherfuckers who understand what we doing and shit, so it's always cool.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you got some shit you want to spit for us tonight, am I correct?
Yeah, I was fucking off in the studio the other day writing some shit. Like, remember I told y'all, I'm working on this title track. It's for the UGS, too, you know what I'm saying?
Shit,
it's like,
man,
the whole inspiration behind these three or four songs that I've been working on is from listening to the show and doing shit on the show.
Now, before you spit it, man, how long have you been a rapper?
Well, shit, I've been rapping, since probably like 4th, 5th grade, you know what I'm saying? Way back in the day, we always was writing. We probably started really writing and trying to record around 95, 96. And
damn.
So it's been a long time. I did shit for a long time in Memphis. Came back to Illinois, did shit with a few guys, but we never really got business with it, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of talent, but nobody really stepped out and did no kind of business, so it's just a bunch of guys rapping on songs.
Yeah.
We never really did the mixtape shit, none of that, you know what I'm saying? We rap over other guys' shit, but we always wanted to make new shit, real shit.
Yeah. And you got some shit that you're working on, like you said right now, man. Shit, man, Mac J, do what you do, brother.
All right. This is going to be this one, the verse on the song, shit, go. I'm from the home of the brave, dumb and naive, 700 block, North Des Moines and Kankakee. In 1995, I moved to Memphis, Tennessee. 2 years after that, I moved to Missouri and St. Louis. Now I'm back in the Keys, doing whatever it takes to feed my family. Half of these niggas looking dead of disease, wondering why is everybody picking on me. It's probably the fact that you whack, your words don't match. When you write, it's chicken scratch when we lace tracks. Tight enough to get paid stacks, no time to relax. Get this money, then ease back. You ain't getting no bread. But my nigga, we bake cakes. We don't talk to the Jakes. I got my lawyer on the case, because real recognize real, skill recognize skill. But if you snitch on me, guarantee you gonna get that ass killed. I feel so thrilled to leave a slug in your cranium. Fly away on my magic carpet like an Arabian. Ain't nobody containing him, because he raw, screaming, fuck the law, and never tell what he saw. It's Mac J, nigga. First war veteran, ain't you meaning that's better than working hard like the Mexicans? So you better get your motherfucking mind right. FTI, UGS for life.
Yeah. Man, there we go. That's aggressive as fuck. So we go to war.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be one of them songs, man. Like
we go to war.
We was riding last night, screaming UGS out the motherfucking car.
That's what's up, man. Man, I'm looking forward to it. Cause I was wondering, man, you was telling us you rap. I was like, man, you know, what kind of rapper is Mac J, man? You definitely lyrical. You got that savage mentality, man, just snapping on motherfuckers. You somehow fly away on carpet
and
like
it's
an
all
Arabian.
Because of these shows, man, for real. Like, when I first started hearing CO, that was, like I say, that was like a breath of fresh air for music for me, because I had, you know, I got guys, like I said, I got some guys, they record, and some of them known around the parts, but if they ain't pumping their shit, I ain't trying to pump their shit, because motherfuckers ain't even feeling the shit that they doing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm starting to see other cats doing the same shit, and I heard CO one time, and then I go home all the time, so I start asking around. Some people didn't know him, but the cats that was really working on music, oh yeah, we heard of Joe, we heard of him, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, shit, I'm pulling shit up on my phone. Like, you ain't heard this, you know? You know what I'm saying? Because they not even trying to show love. That's what I'm saying. When CO blow up, he finna do some shit, dog.
Yeah, he's gonna definitely tear into people, too.
Yeah,
me and him have conversations.
He one of the coldest motherfuckers I done heard, period. Industry, underground, just motherfuckers rapping. Like, some people got it. Some people do it for the love. Well, some people just... It's like we don't know why Michael Jordan was good at what he did. He just, shit, he worked on it too, but some people just got it, and he one of them dudes, man. So
real shit, man.
If I could help spread that shit, I had to latch on. And then I start, like, Six Show. I got to give a shout out to Six. Love this dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, he bringing his show back. You know I'm fucking calling in. You know what I'm saying?
We had great times in that motherfucker, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The Six don't play no shit. He don't take no shit from nobody, and I love him so much because he say how he feel. He don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck your feelings. If you want your feelings, this shit ain't for everybody. So we don't want everybody on it. If you ain't really with it, get the fuck away from it. You know what I'm saying? Because you gonna be the ones that's gonna get hurt fucking around.
Yeah.
Because this shit is serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't just be saying this shit just so people will like statuses on my Facebook and shit like that. I got a lot of friends on there just because I got a lot of friends. You know what I'm saying?
Not to cut you off, man, but if we had you on the team when we dropped the fucking album, I know we would have had another aggressive person pushing the fuck out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Because you believe in this shit. You can hear it.
Well,
I told you, man,
I'm rolling with you.
Yeah.
And then you're not too far from here. Like I say, and this for everybody that's listening, all of you GS, if you ever come to St. Louis, if you can see that motherfucking arch in Busch Stadium, I don't like that shit. Fuck the Cardinals, go Cubs. You know what I'm saying? But
there we go.
If you see that shit, if you see it, then you can hit me up. I'll be there in 5 to 10 minutes. I live right off downtown, so I tell that to everybody. Shit, and you always got love when you come through here. You need something. I don't give a fuck what it is. If you just don't know how to get back on the highway, if you ran out of gas, if you need something to eat right quick, if you want to take a shower real quick, hit me up. Shit, it's like that, man. We all over here.
That's some real shit, man. It don't get more real than that. And I appreciate you. Like I said, man, you've helped me interview a lot of these folks, man. And I know you're going to be back when we come back. And I look forward to the music you're dropping, man. I can't thank you enough for everything you do for us, brother, for real.
Oh, yeah, and another thing I've been trying to get people to is to check out the website, though, too, UGSforLife.com. I've been trying to get – I got a lot of motherfuckers that I work with been trying to check it out a little bit. Some people feel it, some people don't, but I don't give a fuck. UGS for life. You feel me?
Definitely, definitely. Well, man, hey, brother, I'm going to get on to the next person, man, and let them get on. But thanks again for, man, you've been on just about every show. And, man, you're a loyal soldier, man. We salute you, brother.
No doubt. UGS for life.
That's what's up, man. That's the homie Mac J right there, man. That's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? He pretty much just opened up his crib to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, man, this motherfucker's keeping it real right now, right here. So, I like the team we're fucking with. A lot of people who believe in us, man. We just, you know, so the first time around, we had some real dudes. You know what I'm saying? We're gaining more real motherfuckers every day. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing to know these cats, man. But now I'm gonna go down to the motherfucking SIP. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go down there and talk to my motherfucking people, the Gator Boys. This is definitely a second family. What's up with it, homie?
What's up, Fred?
How you doing, man?
Man, we're doing real good down here in Gulfport. GPT, Mississippi's Gulf Coast.
This is Kingpin,
you know, back
man.
And forth from here to New Orleans.
And you know the history of the Murder Master Music Show because, you know, back 6-7 years ago when we were, you know what I'm saying, before there was a fucking podcast, when we were doing this shit on the internet, your interview was like right next to our fucking ad in the Murder Dog, man. And that...
Hell yeah.
That's going back. So
that was an honor. That was an honor right there, being right next to your show, bro.
Yeah, we definitely been knowing each other for a minute, man. But you brought on... some fucking legends in the making, some kin and two legends. You brought on the son and the cousin of Soldier Slim. Man, how does it feel to be working with Soldier Slim's, you know what I'm saying, people like that?
Well, right now, I got to say, it's a true blessing. You know, I'm still working with the family. I'm trying to get over there to meet Soldier Slim's mom right now. Because she runs everything at Cutthroat Committee. So basically that's the main thing right now is now I got to go meet moms, which, you know, to me I'm feeling like, man, this could be a tough little mission here. I don't know what other to say to her other than, man, I'm sorry for the loss. You know, she lost her son. Like, it ain't supposed to be like that in this world, this cruel world. You know, usually the parents die before the kids. And, you know, I've lost some other friends the same type of situation, whether they were murdered or just died. I've lost some friends that, you know, died before their parents, and I had to face their parents, and that's a tough, tough thing, man. Like, to see it, somebody so broken, so hurt, and that's something you'll never get over in life, man. You can never get over losing a child, you know.
Yeah.
So really, that's the next mission, is basically to go meet Miss Linda, you know, Miss Chow. She's she had even sent me a message now, so I'm hoping it's the invite. But we got Young Soldier Slim here with us right now. You know, I've been cutting their hair. I'm a barber, so, you know, I've been fading them up, keeping them clean, fresh. He down here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast just showing his face. I mean, everywhere we walk, people look at him twice and double take, you know, but not everybody. It might not dawn to everybody who exactly he really is or who he's related to. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they double take them, and then when we see it, and even like with females, you know, we walk up to the girls everywhere. We in the mall, or, you know, if we on the beach down here, you know, we just walk up to groups of girls, and shit, he got something for the ladies. But when he spit for the ladies, it's raw and uncut. It's that Murder Master Music Show shit, that underground society shit. Like, when he spit game to a bitch, man, he doing it raw, you know, just the way Soldier Slim would do it. And, man, you know what? We're getting a lot of love from the ladies either way, because there's ladies out there down south, you know, where we at, they respect that hardcore. You know, they respect a man that come at them with that type of aggressiveness. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all love. And everywhere we go, every neighborhood down here, they know Soldier Slim, you know. So every time, like, I introduce them to some of my people from the different neighborhoods that I'm known in, man, it's just like all love down here. Like, once I gotta just let them know, man, that's Soldier Slim's cousin. They know. They just look right at him, and they like, man, I was already looking at him like, damn, you know, cause it's a scary thing, man. I'm in person with him, you know, and it's like I'm chilling with Soldier Slim. But this is probably what it would be like if I was chilling with Soldier Slim. You know what I'm saying, Prez?
Yeah, because when you called me up that night, you're like, man, I'm kicking it with Soldier Slim's cousin, and he looks just like him and sounds like him, and I'm thinking in my head, okay, maybe he does a little bit, but let me hear it. First thing I heard it, I was like, Jesus Christ. Then to talk to him and have him on the show and to look at him, and man, you weren't fucking kidding. I think you said it was like you were talking to a ghost.
Man, it's like, it's scary, bro. It's like a ghost. And even having him in the studio, we recording everything. We documenting everything because he needs to show the world now. Now it's time to show the world. And then even with Lil Soulja Slim, he stays grinding. He don't sleep. You know, he's up overnight. Every day he probably getting like 2 hours of sleep just grinding, recording, networking, you know, buying this and buying that. Anything he could do to help contribute, you know. And he's a youngster. He's only 16. But he got the grind just like his dad. So, and to top it off, you know, he's doing his own little thing. So it's like, man, the way this is going to come together, like they probably going to work on a project, Young Soldier and Lil Slim, you know, and they both working on their own solo stuff. And we producing a lot of their joints. We got producers submitting beats as far as like, you know, for mixtape purposes. So any producers that want to get at them, you know, they can send it to my email or whatever, Gator Boys Entertainment spelled out, @gmail. But like, if you want to make history, and there's producers out there that probably do want to make history, they need to go on and send him some beats, because he about to unload, man. We live in the studio now. Like, we finally done made it back home, you know, back to the bottom of the map, and it's like, I'm witnessing it every day, bro. I'm just walking around amazed. And
well,
I feel like only
you, not to cut you off, but I'm gonna get you a track for that UGS for Life shit. You know what I'm saying? Got to have the Gator Boys and Soldier Slim and Young Soldier Slim on that motherfucker, man.
That's what we need. Like, we ready. I told Young Soldier already. I said, bruh, you know, Prez trying to get you on this stuff now. And, you know, it's just, he's all for it. Because, you know, he knows Soldier Slim stood for exactly that. He didn't believe in those systems. And, you know, he did his thing, like, to the rawest level and to the most street credibility there ever was and ever lived. Like, so Young Soldier knows. He already knows what it is like. He already coming at the industry in his own way. And when it all comes out and said and done, these dudes ain't going to be around like that. They ain't gonna last in the long run, you know, because what's in the dark always comes to the light. So this is true stuff, you know. I learned that from, you know, Dub G and Pimp C and all them talking to me. And it's like, I never really knew Pimp C personally, but I know Dub G, and, like, he always tell me what's in the dark come to the light. And that's why UGK stay grinding, you know. Shouts out to Dub G and 17, you know, because they holding it down for UGK. And it's like, man, I'd love to see this cutthroat committed stuff jump off. So now I'm just focused on meeting Soldier's mom, and, you know, and then hopefully I can really help her jumpstart, you know, this legacy that's still here and that everybody knows about, but the whole world don't know about. But they need to know, and they about to know.
Well, you know we're going to let them know, man. Definitely, my brother. But I'm going to get off to the next one, man. But, man, thanks for calling in and always support, man. I really appreciate you, brother.
Prez, man. Shout out to Young Soldier Slim real quick. He right here next to me.
Oh, he's out. Put him on, man. Put him on.
I'm going to pass the phone for sure, bro. Hey, Underground Society for Life. Gator Boys. Fuck the Illuminati, you heard me?
What was that, Prez, dude?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm cool. I've been trying to get in touch with you, though.
Man, you're going to let people know, man, when you make it big, I'm the first motherfucker to interview you, right?
Oh, man, you already know, man. You're the first one on the mind, you know what I mean? It ain't no thing. That's love and respect, you understand? Trying to come on and show you big niggas how to rap, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely, man. It is a huge honor to, you know what I'm saying, be the first to interview you and Lil Soldier Slim, man. But I remember you spit some shit on the show, man. You got some more stuff you could spit for us?
Yeah, I got some more stuff I could spit for you for, you know. Would you, right now?
Shit, yeah.
Right now? All right.
If you think I thought was gone, well, you done fucked up. Could we release with no hesitation to squeeze when I guns up? Nigga, when this walk, we gon' give him something raw. Headshots with glass, that's how we lay our law. Ain't no need for these dog assholes, but if you looking for me, bitch, I'm in that 544 and...
Hey, you was going in, man. You was going in.
It's it. Man. It's been a lot, man. I'm stressing right now, though, because I got to do this little jail shit. You hear me? You know?
It's all good.
Man,
it's all good. Right, but now, so you've been in the ship for a minute, man. What's it like down there, man?
Oh, in the Gulf? Yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh,
man, love, man. I mean, whole like, whoa. The bitch is bad, dog. You know, the weather good, you hear me? You know, it's kind of different from New Orleans, but, you know, I could fuck with it all the way. It's 100, you hear me?
You've been doing a lot of recording since you've been there, huh?
Oh, yeah, I've been fucking with Sean Bree. Shout out to Sean Bree. Shout out to Gator, you hear me? I've been fucking with him, you hear me? You know, trying to do something, get something together. We got a song, too. We got an email, you hear me? Yeah, I come. That's what it's called. I know you're going to love it.
Oh yeah. When we come back, man,
yeah,
we're gonna play. We're gonna have we're gonna have all you guys back on, of course. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta get on to my next one, man. I want to thank you, my brother, for calling in, man. I really appreciate you, man.
All right.
Rest
thank
in
you,
peace,
your
cuz, man.
All
rest
right
in peace, to Soldier Slim, man.
Rest in peace, Slim, baby. You already know.
All right, peace out, man. Peace out, man. Y'all be easy.
All right, for real.
Yeah, that's history right there, man. If anybody don't think that sounds like Soldier Slim, man, Jesus. That's right on the money. That's right on the money. Shout out to Little Soldier Slim as well. Gator Boys Cutthroat Committee. Man, now we gotta go talk to my brother, man, the Sultan. We definitely gotta talk to the Sultan, man. What's up with you, brother?
What up, man? It's the Dad Black, man. Much love, man. Rest in peace, Soldier Slim. Shout out to the Gator Boys, Little Soldier Slim, man. You know what I mean? Heard everything. Them brothers, some good brothers, man. You know, look forward to working with them in the future, man.
That's real shit, man. Real shit.
Good.
That's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen, too. So, man.
Okay.
You know, we debuted Burn last week, man. And that fucking song is amazing. What are you working on right now?
Which made them all?
What are you working on right now?
You know, I'm working on, it's the thing, man. Just like saying, my boy Gator Boy was saying, man, you know, standing in the studio grinding, man, writing, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on the UGS, you know what I'm saying, album. Then working on the Bad Black Coming, so I can start, I'll be writing one song for my album, and I'll jump off of that and jump on something for the Underground Society, man. Fuck the Illuminati, man. That's what I'm doing. I love writing, man. My mind is always traveling, you know what I'm saying? Always. It's just like, man, let me write this shit down before I forget or I grab my tape recorder. So I'm always writing, man. Always writing, always working, man. You know what I'm saying? That music, man, you know, that's my first love, man. I was fucking with music before I was fucking with anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm working on, man. Right now, people need to, I'm saying, the UGS song, man, the title of it. Well, look out for the whole project. Saying everybody gonna snap on there, and I'm making that 100. But one of the songs people should look out for, they like the Snitches and My Cry, and everything's gonna be all right. Look out for the song working on called Employee. Saying one of the hardest songs I ever wrote. I'll be honest with you, it took me probably like I've been writing working with this song, man, probably for right at damn. I'll stop. I'll come back to it. You know what I'm saying? So look out for Employee, man. And like I said,
Yeah, Demo.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you was breaking up, bro. You hear me, bro? Shit, we lost CO, man. I'm sure he called. You there? Yeah, we lost CO, man. He'll call back in a minute. Let's see who we're going to get off into next, man. We got some people out here. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, gotta see who this is right here. Who this be?
Super Fast Millions.
Super Fast Millions, man. What is up, my brother?
Hey, how you doing, bro? Just called in to show some love to the UGS camp. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you're definitely one of the few that have in UGS promotions, man. We greatly appreciate you, man. How's everybody doing out in the deep, deep west, man?
Oh, man, we hard at work putting things together, getting everything lined up, and ready to go into phase two of the plan.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Well, hey, I'm going to hang on the line. My brother just called back in, but I'm going to get back at you real soon, all right?
Off top, no problem, bro.
That's the homie Super Fast Millions, man. Been a huge supporter, man, of the show. Definitely appreciate him. Bad one, you there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here, man. My bad, man. I'm in a bad area, man, driving, man. Shout out to the brother Super Fast Million, man. You know, it's a good brother right there, man. Much love, man. Support him, man.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, like I said, I'm just working on the music, man. I ain't gonna really want to tie up the line, man. I want all my brothers, man, UGS brothers, man, to get, you know, some time, man, to get to speak on what they working on, get their stuff in. I just want to say I love all them brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? Most cats talk about it, but, you know, we be about it, man. That's why we reached out to them and trying to get everybody that's showing love to, you know, the UGS family, FTI, man. Get them on this compilation that we work on, man. So I want you to be able to reach out to all them brothers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Ain't no selfish bone in none of our bodies, man. Let all them brothers get, you know what I'm saying, get some time in, man. Much
selfish
love to
ones
them all,
got
man.
Cut out of here, man. We got rid of all the selfish ones. Real shit.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the selfish ones, man. Shout out to all the brothers, man. You know, Justin, Swoop, Mac Mizzle. I cut that. That's my boy. I call him Double M. You know, man. Free Gangsta Crow, man. Matthew Molina, you know what I'm saying? The Australian General. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Demolition. That's my brother right
that's
there.
That's Mad
13.
Motherfucking Matt. Fuck Mad Max.
Hell, yeah. The Dirtator, Everett Asshole. He keep it real with you. You know what I'm saying? Dunn. You know what I'm saying? My old boy, the Dunn. Jairus, Malachi, Soundmas, everybody, man, that's riding with us, man. You know what I'm saying? So many to name. I don't really want to forget nobody, but I love
brother
all those brothers,
six.
Man.
It's too many, man.
Brother Six. Oh, definitely. The greatest, you know what I'm saying? One of the greatest, fucking graphic designer, man. You know what I'm saying? That's down with the camp, man, and worldwide. Gotta get them brothers out there, man. All these brothers deserve some shine. So, man, but I want to say this before I let you go, Demo.
Yeah.
Look out for the Bad Black Cummins. Look out for the Underground Society. Look out for Swoop, Mac Mizzle, my brother Hen Diller, TKO, the whole Demolition, TMG, Demolition Music Group family. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, man, is working on stuff, man. Everybody be sure to pick up Dirty album. I think it's dropping Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
The progression.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, you know, the progression, man. And don't pick up that bullshit ass Rick Ross. God, goddamn it, forgives, I don't. You want to pick up something that's smashing him, pick up that God Love You, I Don't, that mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Kafar.
That's that real shit. Dr. Kafar on you bitch ass. And he coming back for Halloween. I just got off the phone with Dr. Kafar. He over in motherfucking Bosnia fucking some chicks and shit. You know what I'm saying? He over
dead
there.
Ones too, ain't he?
Shit.
He's fucking them.
Huh?
He's fucking them dead
yeah,
ones
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, yeah. He just finished killing his bitch and claims she sucked Lil Wayne dick, so he just cut her fucking esophagus out, slapping her with it. So, you know, Dr. Kafar is a crazy dude, man. But that's the homie, though. You don't want to piss him off, man. But anyway, man, back to the real shit, man. Much love to everybody who's doing the UGS Flight up TITMG, man. Demolition News Group and running this shit, man.
Real shit, man. Hey, man, it's always love, brother.
Much love, prayers. Y'all be easy, man.
Definitely. Gotta add a bad one, man. Let's get back to the homie Super Fast. Deep West. Man, what's up, my brother?
Oh, man, just loving this life, man, that I live, man, trying to make it better for the rest of my people, you know?
I feel you, man. I feel you. Definitely, man. Now, we met you through the homie Matt, didn't we?
Through the homie Tyrock.
Through the homie Tyrock. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know if it was Matthew or Tyrock that introduced us, but nonetheless, man, it was a huge blessing, man. Appreciate brother coming through, man, introducing us, man, and we definitely... Yo, we got love for you, man. You've done a lot of shit for the movement, man. What does UGS mean to you, bro?
Man, it's funny you ask me that because something just popped in my head, man. UGS, man, I put it like this. If I was born in the 60s, 70s, around then, I probably would have been a Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? If I was born back in the Roman times and all that shit, I probably would have been rolling with Hannibal. You know what I'm saying? UGS is that to me now. UGS does... what the world says you're not supposed to do. UGS says the truth, no matter who it offends or what the consequences are. You know what I'm saying? UGS is about real unity. You know what I'm saying? Even though from the outside it might look, you know, extreme or whatever the fuck, people got to look at the roots of why this shit's extreme.
Yeah.
They had to make group of motherfuckers come together and say, fuck this, we ain't taking this shit no more. Tell the truth and do what they had to do. I mean, Ice-T supports UGS. Lord Infamous from 3-6. I mean, all kind of people. It's like, come on, man. Everybody ain't tripping. Everybody ain't crazy. There's people from every country, from all different types of walks of life. A motherfucker that's balling out of control. A motherfucker that's broken and got a pot to piss in. But we all screaming UGS at the same time. So, I mean, UGS is the 2012, you know, new millennium, you know what I'm saying, truth movement, period. You know? So.
That's real shit. That's definitely real shit, man. And you described it as some soldier shit, and that's what we are, man. That's what we try to do. And you know, we gotta go after the fake, because you know, you take all these news outlets like Hip Hop DX, Double XL, and blah blah blah. If you go to them every day religiously, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're gonna see, but I go to them periodically just to see the bullshit. Every time I go there, it's the same fucking people. Chris Brown is guaranteed to be there. Lil Wayne is guaranteed to be there. What about the Superfats and the Swoop and the CO and the Emo and you know what I'm saying? There is no outlet for you guys, man. And that's what this is about. Is we got to make our own fucking outlet, and you're part of it. I thank you, my brother.
Yeah, most definitely, man, and I give thanks and praises for, you know, I mean, blessings, everything for y'all putting this together. I remember reading your interviews in the joint, man, you know. I remember Murder Dog Magazine was the most sought-after joint because you was going to tell the truth of the motherfuckers in just the magazine in general, you know. So, I mean, it's definitely been years that the public has been seeking something more authentic and hasn't been able to find it, you know. And, you know, it's a blessing, man, to everybody, the consumers, the producers, anybody doing anything with it and having anything to do with it is being, you know what I'm saying, benefited by it. So, you know, I really am thankful for it, man. It's helped me keep my sanity and let me know I'm not crazy because I thought I was tripping. But I know, yeah. I'm not. So we thank you, man. Salute to the whole UGS camp. You know what I'm saying?
Man, much love. Much love, man. Deep, deep West, much love. Give my love to everybody over there, man. And let's keep doing what we got to do, man. But take care of yourself. Thanks for coming on tonight, brother.
Yeah, all time. Good luck. One love, fam.
Peace. Yeah, that's super fast, man. He's going to be on a crazy track called Murder, a Rap Faggot. It's going to be the most controversial track on the project. And it's by him, OG Mexican Mario, and the homie Masavi Razi up out of Czechoslovakia. Murder, a Rap Faggot. Be looking out for that on the UGS for Life project. That'll be coming out soon. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully before the end of the year. Let's see, man, 916, man, let's see what's up with you. Hey, who is this 916?
What's cracking with it?
Who is this?
Jarvis Price, man, UGS for life all day.
Jarvis Price, Jarvis JP, one of the OGs in this shit. Been down, we met you, I think, on Emo's radio show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir, man, that was something I always remember, man.
Yeah, yeah. How the fuck you been, brother?
Man, just knee deep in all this motherfucking work, man. I'm underground for real, man. I'm really doing work on music, man. Running this business, man. At the same time, man, just been moved about 3-4 times in the last 9 months. Just got my internet and shit back up about a month ago. So
it's real shit,
work,
people.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, your boy ain't over here materialistic flossing and shit like all these rap swaggots, man. You know what I mean? This shit is hard work out here, man. I'm out here in this Cali heat, 110 degrees sometimes in the studio, speakers getting hot and shit. You know, I'm just, seems like these motherfuckers is watching us for real, bruh, because I be coming up on dilemmas all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, me too, man. You're not alone. A lot of us are struggling. It's
you know what I mean?
It's getting pretty crazy, but man, I definitely want to salute you, man, for always posting our links. You know what I'm saying? When the album came out, you were one of the few that was religiously posting our shit everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Posted it more than your own shit. Yeah, I really appreciate you for that, man.
Oh, I believe in this, man. I mean, I wouldn't be with this shit if I didn't believe it, because I ain't going to waste my time with none of that ain't really of substance, man. And this shit's got major substance, man. I mean, like, shit I can't even really describe, man. I mean, you got all these cats on one one level, man, and it's amazing how you can get all these people to, you know, get on the same page, man. So I salute you, man.
Off top. Yeah, appreciate you, man. And you know, we had you on podcast number 10 with the homie Matthew, man. You got to tell your story. You know what I'm saying? A lot of your music is inspired, man, by your stint in San Quentin. Does it still inspire the stuff that you're working on now?
I'm inspired by a lot of things, Prez. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the tracks you heard were basically one was written in San Quentin. Actually, I've written a couple more than a couple that have already been put out have been written in San Quentin, but I still have more that I wrote in San Quentin. But, you know, a lot of my, I look at everything, man, political views. You know, right now I'm working on how the rap industry is going. So, you know, I just pay attention to all the shit that's going on, man, and I just rap about everything, man. But that San Quentin was definitely something that I'll never forget because I was rapping on that fourth tier, man, with other cats, man, and we had rap battles, man, up in there. So it was cool, you know.
I bet there were some epic battles, too, because I know there's a lot of major talent that's locked up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of major talent. Yeah. Well, shit, man, you're working on your project, The Hit List, man. How's it looking?
The Hit List is coming real smooth, man. I got, like, about 20 tracks right now that I'm just trying to put certain tracks towards the hit list. I got another album that I'm working on called The Craftsman. Plus, I'm trying to get on, so I'm trying to actually get with my UGS fam in a minute and start accepting drops. So,
oh, that's what's up.
I'll be getting everybody, man, on some drops because one of those albums is getting dedicated. You know what I mean? So,
man,
that's
love.
How it goes, man. You feel me? I mean, why not? That's how I look at it.
That's
so,
major love.
I don't know
major
which one it is, but it's definitely one. But once I start getting a couple artists on song here, song there, then I'll figure out which one I'm going to dedicate. But, you know, that's just the first one. You know what I mean? This is a movement. You feel me? This ain't just some playing checkers and shit. This is chess right here. You know, so I'm with it.
That's what's up, man. There's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, are willing to donate, you know, tracks, projects, time, you know, because they believe in this. And you get it, Jarvis. So what a lot of people didn't get was they thought that this was a record label or, no, this is a movement. This is a huge umbrella with a lot of other people involved in it. So that way Jarvis blows up, Swoop gets attention, Swoop blows up, you know, Emo gets attention, Bad Blood, and so on. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it was meant for, and you get it, and I appreciate you, man, straight up, man. Thanks for everything you've done, Jarvis, and continue to do.
Hey, man. And, hey, it's just beginning to me, man. I mean, because we just starting to make a mark right now, man, so I appreciate you for even bringing this to the table and inviting me into this whole family of real go-getters, man, you know, because Our rap industry is being taken over, man, and it ain't even cool, man. I mean, I'm going to be real. It ain't cool at all, man. I don't even listen to rap no more. I listen to my shit, and I listen to the family shit, man. And other than that, I don't listen to nothing. And that's real talk.
Yeah, that's the way it is with me. I listen to the old shit or this new underground shit from the family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some new underground shit that's out there. You know, there's a lot of cats I'd like to get involved with the family, reach out to. But for the most part, yeah, this mainstream is garbage, man. I feel you on that 100%.
And I was bumping that UGS compilation today, man, and that shit is the most slept on, man. If you ain't bumping that UGS compilation, that 69-track banger, Fuck the Illuminati, man, you don't want to know shit. Go on
yeah.
And sit your head under the pillow. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the re-release is going to be even better, man. The re-release is going to be even better because we're going to, you know, shave off the fat, so to speak, and add some muscle to it. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to make it even better, man. It might even be 75 tracks or some shit, you know. So be on the lookout for the re-release. Jarvis, I want to thank you for coming on the show, my brother.
Man,
UGS
it's an honor,
for life.
Man.
I appreciate
you. Thanks for having me, man. The honor always, man. UGS for life, man. Fuck the Illuminati. Let's get it.
All right, take care, my brother.
Right.
That's the homie Jarvis, man. He's definitely been down, like I said, being the homie six. We met him on Emo's Real Talk radio show. Man, it had been about a year ago already, seems, man. And speaking of radio shows, me and the homie six, we're going to be interviewed August 2nd, Securing Liberty. You know what I'm saying? Filmmaker Debbie Lewis, film producer. She's going to have us back on for like the fourth time. We're going to promote everything that's going on in UGS and get off into some deep political conversation. So be looking out for that. But I'm going to bring back on the homie Swoop. This motherfucker has been always wanting to interview me. Now's your chance,
yeah.
Swoop. Swoop the journalist, man. I'm going to be Perez the rapper.
Swoop the journalist. That's it.
I'm going to be a rapper now, but I can't do no freestyle, so don't ask me to rap.
Nah, man, but something I've always wanted to know from you is from all the people that you've interviewed, from, you know, the Snoop Doggs and the Waynes and the Kelly Rowlands and the Little Robs and all that. I mean, what's it like to be able to just reach into these people's lives like that have sold millions of records and are household names? I mean, what's that like for you to be able to do something like that?
Well, for the big ones, it's cool. Like the Snoop, I would say, out of all those that you mentioned, was the coolest because he was in Amsterdam, and I got to hear him. I actually got it on tape. I got to hear him yell at one of his, like, secretaries or some shit. He was like, bitch, what the fuck? But it was funny as hell, you know what I'm saying, but during the course of the interview with me, man, dude was really humble, down to earth, and, you know, I didn't really expect that. But I got to see a different side of him when he was snapping on his secretary, so there's an assistant. That was pretty fun, you know. But no, to answer your question, it's pretty neat, man. It's pretty neat to be able to talk to people that sold millions of records. But my true delight, I would say, is to, like the other night, interviewing Nip. You know what I'm saying? I never interviewed him before. That meant more to me than interviewing a Nelly or a Lil Wayne or anything, because, for one, the dude's crazy.
Yeah.
So it was fun. But for two, I was deep off of that cat's music for so many years. So those are my favorite interviews, is to interview the people who I really listen to. And Snoop was definitely one of them, man. I was bumping that Doggy Style shit for forever. Got high to that record for a long time, so.
Hell yeah. Man, with all the years that you did Murder Dog, I know you as one of their primary journalists, and I've read a lot of Murder Dogs from when I was a kid and shit. Now, there was other journalists, too. Like, I remember a dude named Dollar Bill or Joe Walker, and the more that, even now when I go back and read their articles, are you those same dudes? Is that you?
Well, you know, not Dollar Bill, but there's a lot of different, like, I'm Buddha Man. There's a guy, I can't even pronounce his name. It was like MTWO, some crazy shit. See, Black Dog, he's from Sri Lanka, and he went to Africa. He studied a lot of shit in Africa, so he kind of gave me a lot of African names, too. Like, there's this one here. I'm going to go. I got to bust out an old copy of this fucking Murder Dog to tell you who the fuck I am. I'll try to spell it for you. That's about the best I can do. But, okay, this is the Snoop Dogg one I did. Now, when you look at the credits of the magazine, if I can get to them, I opened up First Fantasy at ICP. Jesus Christ. What the fuck happened to this? Okay, there we go. There's X-Rated. There's Bizarre in a shower cap. That is fucking bizarre to look at. Okay, when you open it up, it says Midwest. It says Scott Beta. And then / Lobahura. I don't know what the fuck that means. But, yeah, I got about, I want to say, at least 10 different names. And I never asked for a lot of them either.
You ever feel like that was kind of taken away from your credibility of doing high-profile interviews?
Yeah, there was this one instance where I interviewed Fat Joe, and I never interviewed him before. This is before I realized he was such a faggot. Because, you know, I liked a few of his tracks, you know what I mean? When he was with Big Pun, he did some good shit. And he put some fucked up name on there, and I didn't ask him. So after that point, every time I'd submit an interview, I'd say, you know, use my real name on this. And he did from that point on. But before that, yeah, he would put all kinds of fucked up names on there. And I asked him, why are you doing this, man? He's like, you're one of my only writers right now. And I don't want to make it look like you're writing the whole fucking back seat. That's what money was good, too. But a lot of fucking work, man. A lot of fucking work.
When you started the Murder Master Music Show, was it through Murder Dog, or was it just something that you did on the side?
Well, that's one thing, man. Me and Black Dog, our relationship has always been kind of rocky, man. It's, I mean, that dude, I always give him credit. He got me in the game. We've had, you know, our ups and downs, but one thing I got to give praise to him for is he's always given me freedom to use the Murder Dog name however I want. Now, at the time it started like in 05, I want to say. I was writing for another magazine out of Memphis called Street Masters. So I just put the two together, Murder Master, and that's how we started the show. And it was pretty much, it wasn't even live, it was pre-recorded. This was before they had fucking podcasts. I would just, you know, take my Murder Dog interviews and put them on the fucking show and then play music and shit. No callers, like now. That's why I like what I'm doing now better, because, you know, I got the callers, the panel, you guys. I got the guys coming to live, but it's kind of stressful because sometimes things don't go the way you want them to go, you dumb motherfucker, Jack.
did Black Dog ever get mad that you was writing for another magazine and not solely for his?
No, at first, no, because he told me to go out and get some interviews. This is around 01, because up until 01, I was really just doing reviews. So he told me to go out and get interviews. I did a couple interviews for him, and then I just started going crazy with it. I remember I interviewed Mastermind. I interviewed all four members of the 2 Live crew, and he didn't know what to do with all this shit. He's like, oh, we can't print this. And I'm thinking, when was the last time you had all four members of the 2 Live crew? And we fell out, and I was like, fuck it, I'm leaving. And that was the first time I left Murder Dog, and that's when I started writing for, you know, Down Magazine, which was called the Ill Tip at the time. And Ill Tip was a magazine that was big in the Bay for many years. You know what I'm saying? Not on the level of a Murder Dog. They even put compilations out through Dog Day. And then I started writing for Street Masters and a few other magazines, man, here and there. And it definitely, you know, to answer your question, he didn't get mad. I had to go out and basically hone and craft my skills with other magazines. Then a year or two later, I came back to Murder Dog. And then it was like, okay, Scott, you know, we're going to have you interview this guy. He liked my style I developed, because I sucked at first, man. My first interview, I was nervous. I didn't know what to say. I didn't even have any computer skills. I mean, I was straight fucking hood with it, man. I was fucking drunk, high. I think I typed my fucking first interview in on a typewriter and mailed it to him. That's how fucked up I was. So I had to go and really learn a lot of shit fast in this industry. You know, like Six says, I didn't have no goddamn diploma. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not even a GED at the time, so it was pretty cool. You got some fucking tinfoil snapping off over that motherfucker?
Nah.
Fuck
you
with
ever,
the journalist, man. I get to fuck with the journalist.
Yeah, fuck
now.
With the journalist. You ever sit back, man, and think to yourself what you mean to, like, not only just Bay Area hip hop, but what Murder Dog put out to the world. Like, you yourself are solely responsible for most of that being known. Like the Eshams coming to the Bay, I hate to say ICP, but you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
You ever sit back and think like, damn, I am a legend too in my own right, if not more than some of these rappers are.
Well, you know, I try to remain humble, but sometimes I do. I was like you said, Esham. I brought Esham's music to Murder Dog. What happened was, back in the day when I was young, I used to talk to his brother James all the time, and James would send, like, I'd place orders and shit, and James would send me promo material, and he would send me free shit, and, you know, we'd talk. I mean, tell me about what's going on inside Real Life Productions. And I remember telling him, this, I was just a little kid, man. I was like seventh grade or some shit. I remember telling him, if I ever get in a position where I could help you in Real Life Productions more than just passing shit out on the street or whatever, I'm going to do that. And as soon as I got in that position, I definitely told them about Esham. They didn't know who the fuck Esham was. So I sent them Esham's discography. And from there, you know, they printed the discography. That was the first thing I really got credit for, other than Letters to Murder Dog. We used to have the letters, you know. But then from there, you know, they did an interview with him, and after that, they put him on the cover. And you know, next thing you know, we had Nottis up in there, Nottis on the cover, and then after that, ICP filed. Now, I didn't directly bring ICP in, but you could say I can, because they pretty much, if you look, they paralleled, well, I don't want to say they paralleled, they followed every step of Esham's career. You know what I'm saying? From the Homie Don't Play cover with the clown concept to
the
wicked
clown
shit, everything.
The makeup and all that.
Yeah, the makeup, you know what I'm saying? Even now, like the theme of the gathering, I think, is bath salt. Esham, like 3 weeks ago before ICP announced it, did a video bath salt. So that's what happened with them. They kind of followed him up into the Murder Dog. And so you could say pretty much, you know, I kind of got the whole hardcore, wicked shit, acid rap scene up in there. Because before that, it was pretty much Bay. But the first motherfucker from Chicago, I want to say, to get the real Chicago Midwest in there was J.D. Walker. Shout out to Chicago icon J.D. Walker, man. And he said the Bad Black put him up on Murder Dog. He actually brought Black Dog to Chicago. And that was in 95. That was before I was even there. So that's the first. I didn't even know them guys then. I didn't meet CO to O2. So that's the first guy to bring, like, the Chicago Midwest, the Snipers and Children of the Ghetto and D.A. Smart and Soundmaster T and all them to Murder Dog. But the wicked shit, yeah.
It's dope that all these legends that we've had on the show, from the Spice Ones to the Dub C's and everybody that's been on her interviewing, you might be the most legendary motherfucker to be interviewed on the show.
No, man. I'm a nobody in a big world, man. I'm not a guppy like Ice Cube would say, but I'm definitely a small fish in a big pond, you know. And I'm just humbled to be in this industry.
If you take the Scott Beta out of Murder Dog, the magazine, it probably would have flopped, to be honest with you.
Man, I appreciate you saying that, man.
Those,
that means a lot, man.
Those interviews is what kept the young readers glued to the magazine. It wasn't the ads or the pictures, or it was the material, what we read, what you asked.
Man, thank you, brother.
It was a good read. And now that you bring it live and actually get to hear the artists say it themselves, I mean, to me, just to be able to listen to it, it's an honor, man.
So I appreciate it, and it's an honor to have you and Six and Mac and Hen and Matthew came on and Justin to help me interview these guys, you know what I'm saying? Because I've interviewed a lot of these guys before, and you notice the ones I haven't, I had a hog to myself, like Gangsta Dip. I mean, I'm sorry. I was just in awe, because this dude is like, I remember one part in the interview, he was like, if you you know, got a problem with me, I'll be at your door with 50,000 members of the Nation of Islam. And I was like, this is that psycho motherfucker, you know. And then when he started
that
talking to his voice,
beat you up in front of the family video too.
He'll beat you up in the family video. Yeah, in front of the family video. And you know, you take my CDs, no freebies over here, you know. But it's been an honor, man. It's been a huge honor.
Well, that's dope, President Beta himself.
Thank you, thank you for the interview, Swoop. You're a young, budding, up and coming journalist, and I see a lot of promise in your career, my son. So
I'm gonna take your job. I told you the new radio show name, that dumb motherfucker with your host Jack.
That's what your host Jack, man. He's gonna steal the show for me. But hey, thank you for the interview, man. I appreciate you. I'm gonna close out the show, but you know, appreciate you, man, coming on, man. As always.
Peace.
That's Swoop, that's the legend Swoop, you know what I'm saying? Owensboro's number one enemy. I'm a murderer, coming out real fucking soon. You know what I'm saying? Thanks again for the album. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's showing love, man. Donating their projects, their time. You know what I'm saying? Like Six. You know what I'm saying? He's hitting us up with the covers and the artwork, and Jerry. You know what I'm saying? He's mastering stuff. And we got people making beats for us. You know what I'm saying? J-Dot and everybody laid back, and people dropping verses, and people really believe in what the fuck we're doing, and that's what it's about. Show 23 was a little angry. I think really the reason why me and Six were very angry on show 23 is because on show 22, Nip possessed us. We had to get rid of the Nip spirit, the demon Nip that was inside of us. And he's gone for now. And that's why we're much more kosher for some of you necro fans out there. We're a little more kosher today. Rabbis, you're not welcome on the show. Much love to my Jewish homies, man. No disrespect, but, you know, fuck them rabbis. Matthew Molnar, man, what could I say about you? All I can say is inspiration. That's all. I'm just going to leave it at that, brother. It's just inspiration. Man, Don Cyclone, you know what I'm saying, Vaz, you know what I'm saying, 012 Thugs, everybody in Brazil, man, I really fucking appreciate you guys, man. You guys rep us hard. If it comes down to a single country repping us, other than our people here in the States, it's got to go to Brazil. You know what I'm saying? And when we mention Brazil, we can't mention Brazil without saying Free Gangsta Crow, man. That young cat, you heard at the beginning of the show, the talent he possesses. Don't know what the fuck he says. I don't speak Portuguese. But all I know is that motherfucker is one of the dopest, you know what I'm saying, lyricists outside the United States I've ever heard, man. And I got much respect for that cat. We're going to drop that Free Gangsta Crow mixtape. We got Six working on the cover. I'm getting these tracks off to Jerry. He's going to master it. We're getting these drops coming in. Be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for the UDS for Life. You know what I'm saying, project, which is it's going to probably get us put on hate group lists. The Christians aren't going to like it. The gay groups aren't going to like it. The women's groups aren't going to like it. Anybody we got a problem with on this record, it's fuck you, and that's what it is. And definitely the government's not going to like it. Speaking of which, fuck the Illuminati re-release. That's coming out, man. Hopefully the end of the year, top of next year. Going to have some new tracks on there. You know what I'm saying? If you guys got that old one, you're bumping the old one. Continue to bump it because it's going to change real soon. I want to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight, man. It's been a huge fucking honor to have every one of you guys on the show, because I always made a promise, man. Every show I'm going to interview legends, and I interviewed a lot of fucking legends tonight, and it's real shit. And I honor, respect, and genuinely care about all you brothers, man. And you know, fuck the dumb shit. Let's keep it real, man. Let's do what we gotta do. 2012, we got some shit planned. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got another caller in here. Let's see what's up. Before we go, we only got a couple minutes. Who's up in this bitch out of 601?
Yo, this your boy TNT, murdering all Masonic marionettes in this bitch. Fuck the Illuminati.
There you go, Mississippi. We got time for one more call. Man, how you doing, my brother?
And I'm doing good, man. Scratching, biting, fighting my way to the top.
I feel you. You get no fucking radio support where you're at, man. What's the deal? Because you guys are putting out damn good quality music over there. What's the deal with the radio? They on that payola shit or what?
Yeah, man, if you ain't lamestream, you ain't getting paid. If you ain't kissing ass, you ain't getting played.
Yeah.
And I refuse to do either.
Yeah, definitely.
But we got people that supporting the underground, like Baby Boy, man. He put out venues for underground artists to get on, Wild Out Wednesdays and stuff, and he always showed me love, and Mr. Ski gave me a way out of this bullshit by putting me on his label and stuff, man. So we got something going for the Underground Railroad, UGS Society, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. And we look forward to, you know what I'm saying, to, having you down with some stuff in the future. But I do want to say, brother, the track that you're on, that FTI Anthem, man, that's not going to be on the re-release, man. Can we get something from you for the re-release? Because we got to have
you,
motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That's That's what's up, my brother, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down for us in the SIP, you know what I'm saying, along with the Gator Boys. Now, what part of Mississippi are you from?
I'm from Hattiesburg, man. I'm only like 45 minutes away from the Gator Boys.
See, that's what's up.
I get with them dudes, man, because they used to be on the radio up here back when they played underground artists, but, man, it's a circus now, so people who represent real shit ain't getting played no more.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, Mississippi is a state that we always covered in Murder Dog, man, because there's a lot of talent, just like in South Carolina. But, brother, we're about to go off the air, man. I just want to say thanks for calling in. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? I look forward to we'll get up with you real soon in the future, man. So take care of yourself, T.
Thank you, man. God bless you. And fuck the Illuminati, UGS for life.
That's what's up. And everybody, please, man, continue to send me tracks. We ain't dead. We ain't done. You know what I'm saying? I just had to take a leave of absence for a while. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, got some personal shit, some family shit, you know what I'm saying? And when everything's straight, I will be back. Six's radio show is coming on here in a few weeks, so be on the lookout for that. Also, you know what I'm saying, just continue to support the movement. Go to UGSforlife.com. You know what I'm saying? You need promotions, you need video, you need fucking art, audio, whatever the fuck you need, we can accommodate you, man. If we don't, we can turn you on to one of our UGS brothers who can. So that's what this shit is about, man. Fuck with us. Keep it in the family. I'm out this bitch, man. I love y'all, man. Thank every one of y'all motherfuckers. And fuck all you faggots and you punks and you... You retards. No, I love retards. I'm just fucking with you, man. Fuck the Illuminati.